News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Despite resolving an issue over permanent contracts for graduate paramedics, SIPTU have warned industrial action over pay and conditions remain inevitable. John McCamley is with the SIPTU health organiser. John, it appeared that you were getting somewhere with the graduate paramedic contracts. Not enough.
Yeah, good morning. We had somewhat of a breakthrough yesterday in engagement with National Ambulance Service, where we had 70 graduate paramedics who had been hadn't been given permanent contracts. Now, up to this year, anyone who passed the training, because it's paid by the HSE, they're training up their own staff, would get permanent contracts. And unfortunately, for a whole period of time, our members were in complete limbo about what would happen. Would they have to reapply for their jobs? Would they have a future in the National Ambulance Service? And we're glad now that that has now been resolved. And the management have indicated that, you know, they will be issued permanent contracts and they will have a future in the National Ambulance Service. But I think a lot of bad blood has happened because of the delays in doing this. And I think it's just made the atmosphere within the National Ambulance Service far, far more intense. It has ratcheted up the sort of the feeling that the National Ambulance Service, there's a lot of industrial relations problems, and this is, while resolved, has just added to it.
So you got what you wanted in this instance, but the manner in which it was given has only annoyed you more.
Well, we are obviously absolutely welcome the decision to reverse, and give the 70 graduate paramedics their contracts and honour some of the existing agreements we have. But there are other agreements that, unfortunately, there's a series of unilateral actions by management which have obviously cut across existing agreements. And then the biggest issue that we have is obviously over the last 20 years, our members have took on a whole range of different skills, upskilling, training. They've moved the service from a transport service to a hospital care service, and they've never been acknowledged and they've never been enumerated.
When you say then the industrial action is likely to be inevitable, industrial action like what?
Well, we don't know yet. And obviously, look, given the service that our members provide, we are very conscious that, you know, any industrial action, doesn't affect the public in such a way that would put anyone in any sort of danger. So we do have to discuss what type of industrial action. We still have to complete the ballot, obviously. Our strike committee, we have to meet, and we would have to obviously decide on what sort of industrial action that would happen.
John, thank you very much. John McCamley there, who is SIPTU health organiser, representing the paramedics and the ambulance service, and saying, as you heard, that the industrial action inevitable in relation to pay and conditions. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage,
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.